And let me give you some examples of these, okay? You know, an extreme example of this would be yellow journalism. You guys ever heard of yellow journalism? You think of like the exaggerated tabloids you see in the grocery store. If you don't know what I'm talking about, like the Inquirer, right? You go to the grocery store and you say, you know, Bat Boy or something, you know? Or, you know, this, there's aliens and UFOs. I remember being a little kid. I'm like, why isn't this stuff flying off the store, man? This is some interesting stuff. If I had money, I'd buy this. And I'm thinking like, man, they found aliens when I was a kid. And it's just like, what in the world? And they're already taking over the world. I mean, just complete exaggerated nonsense. It's sensationalism just with no accuracy whatsoever. They just completely put fake stuff out there, fake news. They have a lavish use of pictures, misleading headlines, pseudoscience by so-called experts. They have no legitimate or well-researched news. Now, the equivalent to this in the biblical realm is like troll channels, right? You have these channels that troll men of God, and they're very sensational. Bruce Mejia exposed, all capital letters. Bruce Mejia denies salvation by faith. And then you click on it, it's like, this guy's lying. You liar. You're not even legitimate. You're just lying. You're being sensational. You're inaccurate. And look, there's tons of channels like this, right? The Raisin Files. You know, where you have this idiot just constantly making these claims that, you know, oh, all this stuff is, I'm going to reveal to you in the next video the sins that are going on at Faithful Word Baptist Church. And here we are 5 months later or whatever. And nothing's being exposed. You know why? Because they're lying. That's why. They're lying. You know, Steven Anderson exposed. The new IFB exposed. We have something on Bruce Mejia. You got to listen to this. And then you click on it. It's just like clickbait is what it is. It's completely inaccurate. It's yellow journalism on YouTube. It's the Bat Boy. You know, the Bible tells us that they which are unlearned and unstable rest the scriptures, right? They take things completely out of context. You know, these are the people that desire to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. They just want to fly out the mouth with this false information because they want the attention. But when you click on their video, when you open up their link or whatever, it's just a bunch of nonsense. It's shallow. It has no facts whatsoever. This is the wrong type of sensationalism. Okay? Now, let me give you some modern-day examples of this. For example, Gene Kim. is a sensational preacher, okay? And if you don't know who Gene Kim is, God bless you. You shouldn't. You know, he's this hyper-dispensationalist who, you know, by the way, our church is non-dispensational whatsoever. We reject hyper-dispensationalism. We reject modern dispensationalism. We reject moderate whatever dispensation. It's not even in our vocabulary, okay? The only time it is when we're reading the word dispensation in the Bible that is not defined by what they say it is. But he's this hyper-dispensationalist that believes like in Nephilims. Genesis 6, Nephilims, right? That angels came in and they married, you know, physical women and they had these massive children, you know, the size of skyscrapers, they're referred to as Nephilims. And they'll use this to try to get people to listen to them. This is sensationalism. Because why? You say, why is that? Because Nephilims aren't real, folks. We don't adhere to the book of Enoch here at this church. The book of Enoch is a fraud of a book. You say, how do you know the book of Enoch is a fraud? Because it doesn't match up with the rest of the Bible and it sounds like a yellow journalism is what it sounds like. Yeah.